Welcome, adventurers, to Probability of Demise, the podcast where critical fumbles meet critical facepalms. Join us as we delve into the darkest dungeons, slay the stupidest gremlins, and roll enough ones to make a beholder weep. Forget epic storylines and heroic deeds. Here we celebrate the chaotic beauty of bad rolls, questionable decisions, and characters with more charisma than sense. We'll be your dungeon masters of disappointment, guiding you through campaigns where the only guaranteed treasure is a mountain of laughter, and maybe some psychic scarring. So grab your Nat 1 dice, strap on your anxiety helmets, and prepare to witness the glorious train wreck that is our D&D journey. Because, in the end, even if your character dies face first into a pile of pudding, at least you'll have the dice god's permission to laugh your ass off. Hey, welcome back to Probability of Demise. We love you. Love, like, subscribe, dingle, dingle, bingle, fan, ringle, rongle, all the things. And with that lovely and incoherent introduction, it is time for Jess.
Word of the day.
Hello, everyone. happy springtime, I'm hoping. That it is warm where you are. Today, we have rolled the magical D100, and today's word of the day is halcyon, which means calm, peaceful, and happy. And then used in a sentence, we have, in the halcyon days of summer, the children played joyfully in the meadow. So, we hope you have a halcyon spring.
Buckle up, adventurers. Our heroes are fresh off a brawl in the ransacked Bat Cave. Yes, you've heard that right. The Batmaster, Master Bruce himself, is no more. Turns out their demise might have been owl play. Sorry, not sorry. After all, well, a bat witness did miraculously get healed up, and with the promise of some serious bug snacks has offered some information. But wait, there was more. Just when they thought things couldn't get any battier, I do not apologize for that one, a surprise gang of goons showed up ready to rumble. Thankfully, our heroes cast a cloud of daggers, because who doesn't, and unleashed some fiery fury, sending these baddies packing, or just bloody all over the place. Now, with a mysterious badge in hand that could point to one of these creepy cults, it's time to dig in deep, have a strategy session with Sticky Beak, possibly, but it looks like tonight's agenda includes deciphering clues, plotting revenge for the Batmaster, or just figuring out who done it, and maybe a few more bat puns. Stay tuned, folks. This campaign is about to take flight.
So good.
Gus.
So good.
Yes.
You have been working this case. Checked in with Sticky Beak and with the team and everything, but you went off on your own to find out what's going on with this mysterious little badge thing. You have background knowledge with regard to these. You know that there's a place where you can at least check off one of the associated groups. And so you make your way to the religious sector of Overton, the place with the traditional homes of the gods and goddesses. An interesting place, because in this world, in this land, the gods are not just beings who are venerated and worshipped. They're actual folk who walk around occasionally. For the most part, they've all secluded themselves into their little pocket realms of their specific interest and area, but they do show up in Overton occasionally. It's kind of like being on Hollywood Boulevard and suddenly running across a famous movie star, but they are there, they are real, they are verifiable creatures and beings who do all sorts of things. And it's also a space just south of there where you were recently investigating some things on the background of a friend of yours, or a new friend of yours, and on what's going on with them in the Ascended District. But all these paths have intertwined in a strange way, because you know that the Ascended Temple had a bit of a huckster selling a bill of sales to your friend Serafina, or at least to her family. So you find yourself in a very familiar area of the city because you have been investigating this space for a while. But you're making your way north towards the Temple of the Moth, as it is called colloquially.
So this is the same temple that Seraphine's brother went to before he disappeared? Is that where you're...
No, it is not the same temple, but it is a similar area. You recognize a lot of the... I mean, just across the street is a series of ascended temples, and you know that just beyond those temples is the temple where Seraphina's brother walked in.
Okay. So I am by myself going to the Moth Temple?
Yes.
Okay. I will proceed to the Moth Temple.
Yeah, you go in. The Moth Temple is different. It's strange. It's a crypt. And as you walk in, you can see the names of those who were interred here. And as your foot crosses the threshold, you see the line inscribed on the step. It says, "Tread softly in Tanzanite's life." And you walk down the steps and you feel a slight vibration in your pocket where that badge was located.
Tanzanite's life or light?
Light. I may have slurred my syllables.
That's okay, because I wrote in my notes Math Temple instead of Moth Temple, so we're all just guessing up what we're doing.
Welcome to the Math Temple of Tanzanite.
You can solve this puzzle by doing these complex calculus equations. Is there like a high priestess or something of this temple?
Yeah, if you're going to go ahead and look for them, go ahead and roll a perception check.
All right. We got four sets of new dice out today. Let's do this.
All the dice?
Yeah.
Not new, but different for this campaign.
Okay. Say, Bish, I didn't get a pair. Pair set.
13.
With a 13, you end up going a little deeper into the catacombs than maybe you've ever been before, just trying to find somebody. It seems like there's very few. You see a moth alight on what looks like a statue. And as you look more closely at the statue, you realize that it's a person.
Hello there.
Hello. What can we do for you?
I found this symbol on the street and was wondering if you could tell me more about it.
The woman stands up, and you can see as she stands up in the shadow that she's wearing a long cloak and a cape over the top of it, her hair and face hidden by a hood, and she holds out two pale hands and says, allow me.
Okay, I will hand it over.
You hand it over, and nothing really changes about the badge, but you can see her studying it really closely. And where did you find this?
If I'm being completely honest, it was on the body of someone who tried to kill a friend of mine.
Oh, one who brought those too early to their end. Well, it's not one of mine. And she pulls out another token of a similar type. And you can see that this one in this space is currently glowing with the moth symbol. But I could help you if you'd like.
Yes, if you could point me to which of the other two temples belongs to, that would be very helpful.
I would like for this one to no longer bring others to our doors in the way that this occurred. And she hands you back both badges.
The one I gave her and another one?
Yeah, and the one from her, from the temple that you're in right now.
I'm going to hold them up and see if I can tell the difference between them.
Do me a favor and keep this one from further untimely ends. The moths are busy enough as it is. And when she hands you back the other one, you can see it start to glow in your hand for a moment. And it glows with a skull.
Do I know which one is the skull? Like, if this is the moth, is the skull a different?
Yeah, you go ahead and roll at that history check and roll it with advantage based on the investigations you've been engaged in.
Well, glad I dug for those dice. That is a 4.
You're unsure.
Oh, wait, you said advantage, didn't you? Never mind. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hang on.
I was like, with advantage, you got a 4?
Still a 4, because that was a nat 1. So.
Okay. You don't recognize this symbol. Your mind is kind of a jumble with all the different symbols of the various religious orders. And you yourself, you've shared already that you're not a religious being. And you can't even tell, is this one of the true deities or is this an ascended temple symbol? And even as you rack your brain to like try to recognize this, you're kind of stumped. You'll probably need to connect with your colleagues to dig deeper on this one.
I'm just going to ask before I go. Yeah. I'm not a religious man per se. Do you happen to know which temple might be represented by this skull?
I do not. I don't really leave my spaces that often, although you could ask one of my priestesses.
I will do that. Where might I find one of them?
Oh, well, let me return you to Overton. And you see the entire space around you collapse into moths and shadow. And you find yourself standing at the steps of the temple crypt. Roll a religion check, please.
Now we're talking. 19.
With a 19, you are very much aware that that was actually probably the goddess Tanzanite.
Ooh.
And as that realization hits you, you can see that the glow of the moth on that particular badge, the details of the moth's wings on that badge bear a striking resemblance to a silhouette image you had made of your wife.
Oh.
I'm going to take that one and like tuck it away somewhere safe.
All right. You're standing in front of the temple, almost like everything just reset. You outside the crypt of the moth.
And I feel like I just ran into Meryl Streep on the street. Got it.
A little run over. Right.
I will go ahead and head. Which one is nearest to me, Alua or Seraphina? which of their
when you're in the temple district area, it depends on where Seraphina is. You know, I mean, because of your digging into things and your thoroughness, you know where Seraphina's family lives. You know where the, of course, you know where the office of her brother's investigation space is. And you know that those are the two closest locations to you. Alua is a little harder to track down. She does have a home up in the, I forgot the name of the house.
Oh, Sincere House?
The Sincere House, yes. Well, she does have a place up in the Sincere House. She's also one who kind of like gets around the city pretty well. She has work. She could be, if she's doing her work, she could be anywhere in the city. What she could be up in an ascended space. She could be relaxing at her favorite haunt in the Cragside crowds. She's a little harder to track down. Seraphina, kind of, at least from your experience with her and her family, she's either with her family, checking in with her dad and making sure things are okay there, or she's at the workshop, or she's at the office.
Okay. Before I leave this area, I've not followed up on that lead that I have, right, about her brother?
No, you haven't.
Okay, I would like to go over to that temple and find someone in charge.
Yeah. Easy enough. You've done the reconnaissance on this before. You're easily able to find various acolytes walking around and a couple of people who are clearly wearing a little bit more posh clothing and wear. The ascended, they want their representatives to look the part, and each one has their own thing that they do for their ascended followers.
Okay.
Apparently gold is heavily featured in this particular
I'm gonna go I'll just grab like the nearest acolyte, not grab, but like stop the nearest acolyte and be like, excuse me, where might I find a high priest or priestess or someone in charge?
Do you have an appointment?
I do not. I am looking for a missing person, and my trail has led me here.
Well, for a small donation, we can provide services for locating people.
I see. How small?
Oh, and you can kind of see their face looking a little bit... you can see the judgment happening as they take in your paint splatters and so, well, I'm not sure you could afford this, but generally we do discount for those in need, and we could provide access for 500 gold pieces.
I see. So it's like that. That's fine. That's fine. I will, I'll just, let my contact in the city watch know that I couldn't get any further. Perhaps they can follow up with you. I'll just, I'll be going.
Roll a deception check.
That's a 21.
Hey, 21.
You can see the pause and stutter in their. Oh, well, I did not know you were with. We do have a special deal with the watch. Who was it that you were looking for?
His name is it pronounced? Yeah, Rodax. So he made. I'll like lower my voice like conspiratorially. He made, shall we say, a special purchase from here for medicinal purposes. About, it was about a year ago.
Oh, a year ago. Well, yes.
Likely he was trying to help his father, I would assume, who has a long-term illness.
Yes. And I'm sure we has the recovery been well? And they start thumbing through some files. And
so far as I know, the man is still ill.
Oh, well, that is something that occurs. And, you know, you have to keep up they have to keep taking the medicine. So I hope the family is able to continue to afford that medicine. Otherwise, things can deteriorate quite quickly.
Yes, it's the brother disappeared after leaving here. So it's possible the father never received.
Let me pull up, and they pull out a what is basically a file of things, and they start sliding through it. Well, it looks like they were being treated by the high priest. Yeah, they were being treated, and they have continued to make purchases. So it looks like the family is still receiving medicines, but it's been a different individual has been picking those up recently.
Would that individual's name be? Perhaps I could ask him if he...
It looks like the handwriting is pretty messy. I can't quite make out the signature here.
I've dealt with a lot of people with bad handwriting. May I take a look?
Yeah,
like to try to read the signature and also just glean anything else I can off the page, like by quickly scanning it.
Yes, taking advantage of the moment to kind of read it more closely. So go ahead and just roll that investigation check with advantage.
Investigation.
Sean.
That is another 21. Pow. This dice likes me. I'm keeping this.
Test.
It's a quick glance. You recognize Serafina's handwriting in the signature.
Okay.
The rest of the document, as you look through it, you can see that up until when the individual that you've been looking in, her brother, you've been looking into, it's been his signature. You also see the notation for an herb that, as far as you know, has no medicinal use, but from your background, I would like you to roll a history check with advantage, and we'll see if you got it.
That is, thank you for the advantage, because the first roll was a 3. That is another 21. This is a different series of like modifiers, but they all keep adding up to 21 with the roll.
Let it ride. Keep going. Keep rolling on things.
Yeah, someone bet on 21.
You recognize that this is colloquially known as Whisperweed or Fallen Stardust from your time as a member of the Watch. Older names have existed for it, like Siren Song and things like that. Apothecaries often call it Nightshade Ambrosia, and true healthcare folk tell you that it's actually called Wyvern's Venom. What you know about this is that this drug is addictive, and it's a toxin that slowly weakens the body. It in the first ingestion has some like positive benefits, makes people feel a little bit better, but then it actually starts having debilitating effects over time, and that early seduction just is what ultimately leads to the decline in health of people. And you remember a lot of work to get this off the streets. It is kind of In a life cycle of various drugs that have hit the streets of Overton, this one has mostly died out and become a little bit more obscure. But with your history and your knowledge and your longevity, you do remember a time when this was quite the rage and a serious problem.
So it's been off long enough that, like, potentially it could be remarketed as medicine and people would not be familiar with it? Is that the...
Okay. Very much so. With the short-lived lives of most of the races, you can see how easily this could be used in a scam-like way.
Okay. I'm going to, like, look at the thing and be like, I think I know this name. Thank you for... for your help. You don't know anything about young, what's his face?
Rodax.
Young Rodax, and after he left here the last time.
No. I mean, I wouldn't have been involved.
Is there someone I could talk to that maybe spoke with him or? He might have mentioned where he was going. Or...
The high priest would, but they're not available right now. If I can direct you to an appointment, I can set up for you.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Great. When would you like to come back by? I can find some time tomorrow.
My schedule is very flexible. I will take the next available spot.
Wonderful. I'll write you down tomorrow in the morning.
That will do.
Wonderful, wonderful. See you then.
All right. Thank you very much. And goodbye for now.
People in this world just know what time to show up to things? Like, is it?
Yeah, I was thinking it. Like, he's so busy, he can only meet by appointment randomly in the morning.
Or 8 a.m.
Well, go ahead and roll an insight check.
Me?
I know.
He might just be bullshitting me, too. That is a nat one.
Yeah, it sounds legit to you. 100%.
Just
reasonable.
Just the morning.
All right. So you leave the space. I would love for you to roll a perception check.
Mm-hmm. 17.
It's a couple blocks away that you realize you're being tailed.
I would like to casually turn a corner and then go up against the wall like this.
Roll a stealth check, and this will be one of a series of checks to see if you're either able to shake the tail or whatnot.
Shake roll.
Why catch the tail or shake the tail when you can grab the tail? I will not be grabbing anything because I rolled a 4. Wait. Oh, wait, no, this is my... Never mind, that's a gnome thing. I'm assuming I'm not in Underton, right?
You're in
Underton, I have advantage. Okay. All right. So it's a 6.
Okay, yeah. You slip around the corner, and you have a moment where you think, okay, did I lose them? And you just have that prickling at the back of your neck, and you know that you have not shaken them, and... you've lost the first in a series of checks.
Okay, I'm going to just hustle for Seraphina's place.
Go ahead and roll a athletics check to see how quickly you can get there.
Very quickly.
I'm guessing that you're making your way quickly.
18.
Are you heading for her home or for the office of her brother?
I'm going to go... to her home. I feel like she doesn't hang out at the office that much.
Sorry. You run to her home and they don't catch up to you, but you can tell that they're on you. They're chasing you. They're falling a little bit further behind, but go ahead and just roll a quick insight check so I can give you more information or not. But I think in general, you feel that this has switched from stalking to chasing.
That is 11.
11. Yes, it's switched from stalking to chasing. And as you get to Serafina's family home and the door, you know that the time is limited.
Okay. I'm just going to like go into the shop and ask, what's his face? What's your buddy's name?
Serafina. Oh, you went to her home, not her workshop.
Correct.
Her family home is close. The workshop is places. Different.
Sorry. Okay. I'll the family home then. Sorry.
Yeah. So you knock on the door?
Yeah.
Serafina, you've been home taking care of your father. He's taken a turn for the worse. Your mother was distraught. No food in the house. Kind of all the money has been pushed out to buying what he needs to survive. Buying this medicine that's been prescribed that seems to help for a little bit, but then the decline hits again, and it's a tenuous existence that you've been experiencing lately. Your mother just needed a chance to go get some food for the family. So you hear this knock.
Frantic knock.
I go to the door and open it.
Hello. Long story short, I've been investigating your brother's disappearance. I found out some things, and someone's chasing me, and I would like to come inside, please.
It takes, like, a second to, like, register, and all she does is grab him by the collar and pull him in, shut the door.
I would like you to roll an athletics check.
Athletics. Yep. Okay, plus. An 8.
You reach up, grab him by his collar, and hear the sound of two crossbow bolts finding a home. Gus, I need you to tell me your armor class.
Oh, no.
47. No, you don't believe me, do you?
No, all right. Not at all.
It's
13. Oh, I was about to be like, what? How?
It's what?
13.
13. You are taking... I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
12.
Okay, you are taking 20 points of piercing damage and 12 points of poison damage and are poisoned.
No, I'm down.
Serafina, you grab and jerk in the unconscious body of Gus and slam the door shut. Gus, I would like you to go ahead and roll your first death saving throw.
17.
Save. Good deal. One save. Serafina, what you gonna do? I mean, Gus can't do much except for take saves right now.
As like a bonus action, can I holler at my mama to come help with Gus?
He's grocery shopping.
Oh, she's not there. That's right. Oh shit. Okay. I lock all the doors, and I want to do something for him, which would be.
Locking all the doors will be one of the turns, so Gus, can you roll another death saving throw?
That's fail.
First fail, first win.
I feel so helpless.
And Ulua comes by to deliver some food.
Ulua's delivery service.
Does something outside happen, or is it like my turn or her?
It's you can do you lock the doors. What are you trying to do now?
Yep. I'm gonna I don't have a second level yet. At the first level, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Okay. You cast Cure Wounds. Roll the hit point for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is it this one? No, not that one.
Shoot. Ah. Get you later. This one. Okay.
11 points.
Hey, I live.
Gus, you take a deep breath as this healing energy courses into you. You are alive. You can feel the poison in your system, and you feel something else as well as your life continues to drain.
I don't feel so good. I think I'm poisoned.
Can you roll a constitution saving throw, Gus, while you're... you lose one hit point even as you say these words.
I'm so stressed out.
Seraphina, you hear shouts from outside your door and outside the windows. Something's going on outside. And Gus seems to be continuing to weaken.
Okay. Question, because I would have known this before all this happened. What is the current state of my dad?
He is upstairs in bed, unconscious. The latest round of medicines upside has passed, and he is now in the downside, where the it seems like the medicine runs thin, and then he loses what little he had going on before.
I don't know. I guess this would probably be an action. I want to look outside to see what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, you go to look outside the window. I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving. Yeepa.
So much happening.
Dexterity saving throw. Plus three. Oh no, go away. Plus three. 14?
That does not save. What is your armor class?
15?
You try to look through the window quickly, and instead a quarrel from another crossbow bolt buries itself in your shoulder. I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Not this dice. Okay. Constitution saving throw. 18.
Awesome. You've been around strange things for much of your life, doing your tinkering and playing with things. And almost as like a quick reaction, you pull the crossbow out. You know that's going to cause bleeding, but it just like that quick reaction thinking with the combination of your strong constitution, you're able to ward off the toxicity and poison effects as you take 10 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Gus, what are you going to you like? You see her peek out. Coral buries itself. You have 10 hit points. You can feel the life still continue to drain for you as you lose another point. But it is your turn. What would you like to do?
So I lose another point right now. Okay. So I have 9 health now.
Yeah.
Okay. Peeking out the window is an action or a bonus action?
It'll be an action to peek out the windows.
That doesn't help me. Is there somewhere in the room that I can move that I would be able to like see out the window, but they would likely not be able to see in far enough to see me?
Go ahead and roll a perception check to see if you can spot a vantage point.
14.
You can make out a hutch full of crystalline objects that you could kind of, with your small stature, kind of tuck yourself underneath and maybe see at least the roof lines around. You wouldn't be able to see the street.
Okay, I'm going to do that and see if I can see anyone up on the roofs, I guess.
Okay, roll a perception check.
Come on, perception! That is another 14.
You're able to make out one silhouette.
Okay, I would like to magic missile at the second level that dude.
Okay. You cast magic missile. Those are all going to hit, but they blast through the window, and you can hear a bit of an uproar out in the street as those missiles streak towards this individual.
Six, seven, 9 total damage.
Awesome.
Wait, I get one more, I think. One more dart. Another 4 damage, so 13 total damage.
Awesome. As your magic missiles pound away, you kind of see the silhouette duck, thinking that they're going to hide from them, and they streak up and over and then down in, like there's a little bit of a roof line blocking, and it just streaks down and over and hits this individual. A bit of a cry can be heard as now that the glass is broken open and the street is alive with commotion as people run from this residential neighborhood, really. But though anybody who was out seems to be running away. Serafina, you positioned where you are near the door or near the window where you tried to peek out, you can make out that there's one other individual, but they are positioned such that you can't really get a good angle on them. They're actually laying themselves right up against the wall of your home. I think at a quick glance, you can deduce based on where the magic missiles went that the crossbow bolt that hit you came from that rooftop. And this other individual is like the more close in proximity person.
Your powers of deduction.
Okay.
Bleeding from your shoulder wound. Concerned for your father and your friend, new friend, Gus. What are you doing?
What does this do? I have to touch them. Okay. So, in theory, if the window was not there, I could reach out and touch the person?
This window that you're at has been broken. You would have to crawl out the window. This is the one where the bolt went through. The one that was magically blasted open with the magic missiles is... shattered remnants everywhere. You would have to crawl out and expose yourself to possibly the individual that you can't see anymore that would have been at the roof line, and definitely to the person who's close to you.
Dang it.
Oh, Gus, can I have you roll a constitution saving throw? I need you to do that at the end of each of your semi rounds. We're not really in combat.
Nat 20!
You feel a little bit of constriction in your chest, and you're able to, whatever that toxin is, it's staved off for a moment. And with that, a bit like that check on yourself, you look down at the one of the bolt wounds, and you can see small crystals have been forming.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, Rick, earlier when we joked that you were going to TPK us today, you didn't have to take it seriously.
You know, I try to give what you all ask for.
Well, technically, you're not here, so you'll survive. You can meet Alua. Our new characters.
Alua recruits a new group of people to avenge Gus and Serafina.
Okay, I'm going to...
They're clearly Sticky Beak's favorite.
Okay, I'm going to
Let's face it, I'm the fairy.
Go outside. I'm going to try to use my action or my movement to go outside to get to this person who's against my house.
Okay.
And I'm gonna.
You stepped outside. I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw first.
Yep. Oh, that's a reaction. Yep, hit. Yep. Uh-oh. You can do it.
Okay. And this is a. What was this again? I'm sorry.
Dexterity saving throw?
Dexterity saving throw plus 4. 22.
22, you slide aside just in time to avoid a trap, a magically cast trap, and you don't take any damage, but you can see that the this magic trap would have suspended you in the air, similarly to a recent trap that had happened already, in your experience.
Very good. Okay. So... I'm now within range of one of the guys who was against,
yes. Or
ladies, whoever's there, people. Who was against the house.
Yeah, you make out these strange sigils along their sleeves. They seem to be a series of skulls along their sleeves in gold embroidery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would like to take... I'm gonna just... Whoa. My dagger is better. I'm gonna take my dagger and give it a little stab-a-stab.
Stab-a-stab. Yeah, go ahead and roll the attack.
Okay. I don't like this dice. We're changing it. Yeah. Okay, 15 plus 5. A natural 20.
All right, with that unnatural 20, you'd hit. Go ahead and roll the damage.
3 plus 3 is 6.
6 points of damage. You slice and it crosses their arm, which they raise up to try to guard themselves, and you cause a splurt of blood as you pierce their arm.
So now I'm going to use my bonus action, and I am going to stabby McStab again with my other dagger.
Okay, roll the attack, please.
Hey, yeah. Ooh, 23
points of damage, or
to as a to attack.
Okay. That hits. Roll the damage, please.
I wish it was 23 points of damage. Yeah. Yeah. 2 plus 3, 5 points of damage.
Yeah, you stabbed into their arm the first time, and the second time they raise up their other arm trying to, and you stab into that arm as well. You can see that their face is very determined, but like blood is just pouring from both arms now, splattering you, splattering the ground, and splattering them in their face.
Yummy.
Okay.
I'm going to just stay there because
awesome.
I've done everything I can.
Gus, you take 1 point of damage. And it is your turn.
So the thing is crystallizing.
Yeah, there seems to be these crystals forming.
Can I roll a medicine check to see if I know what that means?
Yes, go ahead and roll that medicine check.
I don't know what that means. That's a 3.
You don't know, but this is really strange.
Is it an action to rip the bolt out that's crystallizing?
Yes, it will be an action to pull out these bolts. You could get both of them. You would be bleeding.
Trying to say bleeding and poisoned is worse than whatever this is doing to me. All right, I'm just going to rip them out and then probably fall over on the floor.
Okay, rip them both out. You go ahead and just do a strength check I would like you to do another medicine check just to see how, because I think your strength is enough for this, just to see how safely you can do this without hurting yourself more.
That is a 16.
Yeah, you pull them both out. You take one more point of damage from just the being, ripping a sharp object out of your body. I need you to do a constitution saving throw.
Seven? Yep. Seven.
You see where before those crystals were forming slowly, you see them suddenly grow exponentially, and they're growing inward into your body. I need you to roll 4d6.
Meh.
1, 2, 3. Lucky for you, I had 4 sets of die out today.
Roll low.
Seriously.
I did not.
Oh.
15.
Yay!
You are unconscious again.
Is that more than... That's not more than his...
That's not double, no. So you are once again unconscious. Serafina, you are outside and have no idea, but you're also in close combat with somebody. Well, that sadly ends Gus's turn.
Can I have a bonus action as I'm falling to the floor?
Yes. Let's have your fading consciousness after you've ripped these crossbow bolts from your body.
All I could do is I'm going to cast a dexterity hex on that dude as I pass out, if I can see him through the door.
Sure. I feel like that's like a... I think that's... Actually, that's super awesome.
Be like, fuck you.
Of course, it's a concentration spell, so never mind. Because as soon as I got unconscious, it won't
work. Well, I'm going to use it to give him disadvantage on his attack at Serafina.
Okay.
I'll take it. We'll take it.
Like, in that moment. Okay. So I'm guessing that a 10 does not hit Serafina, because I think you said 15 was your...
Yeah.
So you watch as... they whip out a blade that's a little bit longer than yours, but dripping some sort of shiny sheen oil on it, whips towards you, and they miss totally as they kind of like stumble with like this whispered something that seems to emanate from your house. So somewhere behind you, that there was this bit of noise, and then you hear a collapse of a small body back inside the house. And even as you're taking all these things in, you hear the whistle of a crossbow bolt. The individual at the rooftop has climbed back into position, is continuing to shoot at you. Does a 14 hit?
No.
Could you
engaged in combat. It is your turn. There is an individual shooting at you. You heard the collapse of a small body inside, as well as Gus's last spell at the moment. What are you doing?
So the thing that was dripping like oil, is that still dagger. Like embedded near me?
No. They just swung at you with it.
Oh, the person I have.
Yeah, the person you stabbed in the arms, they swung at you with this.
I don't know if I can do this, so you have to tell me how logistically this would work. I want to try to take their hand and use their dagger and stab them with it.
Let's do a strength contested roll.
Great.
Okay.
Straight.
You can do athletics.
Okay. Come on, you... Mm-hmm. 17.
Awesome. They also got a 17.
Roll.
And I don't want to do like meets it beats it. I want to do a roll off right now.
Okay.
And whoever rolls highest right now is...
Just like straight roll, no bonuses?
Yeah, no, straight roll. Just roll a d20.
Come on, Jess. You got this. Oh, no.
What'd you get?
What did you get?
No, you.
What'd you get, Serafina?
A one. Oh, no.
You got a one? They got a six. So I thought you were totally going to beat them. Yeah, you reach up to try to grab it, and this is your action, but you try to stab it into them, and they drop the knife, because they rolled a six. They didn't roll that great. They drop the knife as you kind of twist their arm, and it clatters to the cobblestones below you as you're kind of engaged in this bit of grappling. No grappling is actually occurring because you weren't successful in that.
Yeah.
Bonus action?
I don't think I get one.
Nut kick.
Let me make sure.
You have disarmed them. I feel like that was a good give because of the 17.
Does this count? Does that technically... Did I technically take the attack action?
No.
Even though I was using someone else's hand?
That was a grapple.
Yeah, okay. Then no,
I liked it. I thought it was fun. I liked that it also failed. I gave you the disarm as a bonus.
I do a silly, mean face at him.
All right. Gus, roll your death saving throw.
Damage.
I'm afraid to. 18.
That is a save. But you still have the effects of that crystal. I need you to roll a constitution saving throw, because while you're unconscious, we're going to see if your body's able to fight off or if it's giving in to this. Is that a 20?
Yes.
You're unconscious, so you don't feel it. Serafina, you hear it. You hear the crystals cracking a bit as Gus's body desperately is in a fight between the growth of the crystals and his, but Gus, it is, you're unconscious, but it is starting to grow over your body and into your body. But it's cracking as your body fights it off.
The crystals.
Unconscious ab control. Great. So that takes us back to the people. Another crossbow bolt goes whizzing over and hits nothing because that was a natural one.
Oh, I thought the guy was dead. Damn it.
Nope. Just had to climb all the way back up the roof after taking a bunch of damage from fall damage, missile damage, everything else. Kind of sucked for them.
What are the odds that this battle, news of this battle has spread across the city?
It will eventually.
I tried, Larissa. I tried.
This is great. I think Larissa's going to have so much fun with the next thing that happens anyway, so that just I'm giggling about it. I'm so excited.
As long as it assuages the ball of anxiety that's in the pit of my stomach right now.
Serafina, I need you to... Ooh, that definitely is going to hit. That's a 23. They rather than picking up the fallen dagger, they just take their fist and they punch you. So you take 3 points of damage from that fist to face.
Okay.
They're going to take the disengage action. So they leap back from you and they begin to make their way to cover. They're trying to get to cover. So they are escaping.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking it.
Serafina, what are you doing? One is running.
Thug number one casts escape.
Are there any civilians around?
Not
or
anymore.
Have people scattered?
They scattered early on when this first was happening. It's like your once quaint, happy little residential street is quite barren at the moment.
Is there a potion vendor with a cart that just walks into this scenario unbeknownst? Just wondering.
Hypothetically.
I would like to... Wait, how does this thing work again?
I don't know what I did to deserve
this. How far are the two things away from each other? The two people?
One is about a rooftop, quite far from their friend. Their friend is actually literally trying to run down the street to get away from you, this whole situation.
Okay. I would like to cast Thunder Wave.
You get him.
At the first level.
Oh dear.
And so any creature within a 15-foot cube has to make a constitution saving throw, and I'm trying to angle it so both of them get hit.
You won't be able to hit both of them. They're too far away from each other.
They are? Okay.
That to work, you could either try to hit it at the individual on the rooftop, possibly knocking them off, I think. Or you could aim it at the person who is running for... Running away.
The one running away.
Okay. So you're gonna have to run a little bit closer to them, try to catch up to them to get within range, because it is the locus of that hit is from you too. So you run down the alleyway a little bit and cast this spell. They are going to make their constitution saving throw.
They are not going to make.
They made their constitution saving throw because they rolled a natural 19.
Half as much damage.
They're going to take half as much damage. So roll your two d8s, I believe it is, and they'll take half the damage.
And I don't add anything? No, it's that strictly. So 7, 8, 9, 10. So 5.
You hear this thunderous boom as you seek to knock them forward, and they take the 5 points of damage. They're bleeding from the arms. Their robes are definitely messed up a bit with the hits that they've been taking, and they are stumbling down. Are you doing any bonus actions or anything else?
I don't have any.
Okay.
I'd like to use the rest of my movement if I have any
you
to
have
get
no
closer to the guy.
You moved that's as close then. As you possibly could to get
that's
that
it.
Within that 15 feet. Gus, roll a death saving throw.
You got this, Gus.
I don't. It's 6.
Okay, that's one fail, one save. We're back at that like one-to-one thing going on over here. I need you to roll that constitution saving throw to see if you can fight off the effects of the crystals.
16.
16 makes it, so you don't have an additional fail. You are in that cracking neutral stage with these crystals.
I'm seriously going to throw up. This is awful.
Serafina, you hear a voice. That thunderous wave knocked so many loose objects from the neighborhood. Somebody's little potted plant, a gnome statue for all I know. I have no idea. Gnome statues in Overton are kind of like a jerk thing to do. Just FYI.
I wake up real quick. I'm like, that's racist. And then I go back
that's the neighborhood that nobody really gets along with. And you hear a voice.
Stop. Your foulness shall not be part of this place.
And you watch as a flame curls from around the corner, engulfing the individual that you were, you just hit with a thunder wave. They fall over dead. Looking up, you can't see the head that was at the top of the roof. And everything goes quiet.
I mean, the second that happens and those two are down, or what I think to be down, I'm running to Gus.
You turn and run back. You don't hear anything from around the alley. You don't catch sight of whatever figure has cast this flame. And you run into the space. Gus, I need you to roll another death saving throw. Because it's going to take Seraphina her whole turn to get to you.
Fuck. That's a natural one.
That is two fails. Gus is dead.
Nope.
Seraphina, nope. You arrive to a crystal encrusted Gus. No breath. No signs of life.
Magical tinkering boost. Defender. Combat. Oh, this thing.
I pick him up and I'm going to run to the clinic that I take my dad to. I can't do anything. Right?
Okay. Yeah, you pick him up.
I know. Because I feel like I, as Jessica, am forgetting. Because once someone is like, they did their three death fails, a cure wounds doesn't fix that.
No.
It's got to be the diamond spell. I forget what it's called.
Yeah. Okay. I pick him up and I'm going to run.
You pick him up and you begin running. And you run just in that moment to see the figure who had cast the fire spell coming down the alley, looking around with concern. They see you and they begin holding their hands back as though to cast another spell. And you have a second to say or do something.
I'm a say that my friend's dead. Can you help?
Roll a persuasion check.
And do I know this person at all? Like would I recognize them to be able to make my request more personable to that person? That makes sense.
In the hecticness of this space, with everything, I'll have you roll a perception check with disadvantage. This is like a historical perception check.
Jesus. One.
In this hot moment, no. Not a chance.
Okay, so then a persuasion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will take that. Plus two. 18, 19. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You see them pause in whatever they were going to cast, and then they look at the individual that you're holding, Gus. Oh, we need to get help right away. Hold on. And they reach out as if to grab you.
If I have a hand that I can, you know, hold and grab, I'm gonna...
Yeah.
I'm gonna reach.
You feel the world squeeze tightly, and then you're no longer there. Pause your scenario. Alua.
He's so pissed.
Cool. Alua. I'm sorry, what I meant to say was...
Alua, you have been... catching up on a little bit of work, maybe, or maybe not. I don't know what you've been up to for the week that you've been kind of, the investigation is ongoing, but it's one of those things that can be a background, or it could be the forefront of your mindset. I don't know. Are you trying to catch up on some work and make sure things are set up, or have you turned yourself to the investigations that you've been a part of with this group?
Well, the last time around, I was focusing on kind of, I think I spent my time off or away focusing on creating trinkets that would help in this instance. So I think I probably would have returned my focus to my other, my actual career, just to, you know, keep up appearances, keep connections. You know, it's not
100%.
It's not, the other thing isn't my full-time gig. So,
yeah. So one of your clients, I mean, you have so many clients, but one of your clients has the dubious joy of knowing both sides of your work. They have, maybe without knowing the full context of what you do, have helped you in situations where people who are ascended have overstepped in various ways. They've given you information and things that have helped you along those lines. They're not fully read into what you do, but you have a strong suspicion that they're aware of how you operate. It's one of those situations where you're not certain if you are putting yourself in danger, but they're one of those people who really kind of like made the comb share work. They fit all the molds. The services you provide, it's a really great match. The strange thing is this person is the child of an ascended. And
a rebel child. Love it.
Love it.
A little discarded by their family, their parents.
Oh, we love a black sheep of the family.
A little annoyed with how things have been occurring in the city. They are a bit of an ally for you. They're also early on when you worked with them, you remember that they were trying to live low, live a life as a street busking illusionist. And you know that they have a sibling. You don't know much about the sibling. The sibling doesn't interact much, but there have been moments where you've wondered if they might be identical twins because you've seen their face too many times in too many places. And as you are sitting having a conversation, they say to you, "I wish I could do more. There's rumors circulating about so many things right now, and just so many problems going on.
All we can do is address what's in front of us. We don't have, you know, the resources to attack things head on and to really address the root of all the problems. So all we can do are be stopgaps where we can. I wouldn't judge yourself too harshly. Every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts.
And the people we help know that.
Well, apologies for taking up so much of your time. I know that you give a lot here.
It's never a chore.
You make me feel like things are possible. I'm not sure if that's you, the comb share in you, or something else, but you have my appreciation.
Likewise.
Can I call you a carpet?
I mean, I'm not one to say no to a free ride.
Well, I have been meaning to get back down to my volunteer day job. The children need a laugh, right?
Of course.
Would you mind coming with me there, and I can have the carpet driver send you home or wherever you wish to be in the city?
Sure. The rest of my afternoon is actually free, so.
Oh, maybe you'll join me in walking the wards.
That would be lovely.
It takes very little time for them to summon their driver and the magic carpet that they use. It is a plush magic carpet, oversized, one of the
you might call it the Lincoln Continental of
one of the benefits to being the child of an ascended is that access to magical items is pretty high. Access to those who control magical items is pretty high. And even if you are considered a failure in the circles of the ascended and maybe no longer even invited to family functions, you still know how things work and you can make things happen. And the two of you glide down into Overton, into the Temple District, not the Ascended Temple District, the Temple District, and arrive at the institution that is for those who have had a lot of the ill effects from the magical pollution in the two industrial districts of Overton. I'm for the children's ward. Would you like the carpet home?
Well, if you don't mind the company, I'm...
Really?
I could use, you know, the pure youthful joy, however marred by current circumstances.
As well. This is my favorite part of the day, so I'm glad you get to join me. Walking the wards of the young people, you get to witness this individual using little minor illusions and some grander illusions to entertain and lighten the spirits of the kids in this space. Do you participate in any way, or are you just observing?
Yeah, I think so. I think if... I'm trying to remember... Yeah, I think I would probably use prestidigitation to kind of... create some little flourishes or like accompanying sounds or, you know, sparkles or, you know.
Could I have you, since you are enhancing this, just join them in a performance check? I would like you to roll with advantage.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Performance
23. Yeah, you're so engaging and entertaining and fun that you converse with a few people who are a few children and their parents who really let you know that how much they're enjoying it and so glad to have you. And you also get to hear a little bit of their stories. You hear about how many of the children here, yes, it's the pollution that caused them problems, but others, like there was a new medicine that they've been taking to try to deal with this, and it seems to be giving them this brief moment of health and wellness, but then it slowly fades away, and how up until recently they were able to keep their children at home, but then it just progressed too much and they weren't able to afford the high cost of the medicine that they were buying. And that's how they ended up here at the ward. I think for Alua, this tingles her spidey sense to injustice being done.
Yeah. I mean, I would certainly probably inquire with the staff as to, you know, the name of the medicine and where it's being produced to perhaps see if there's a way to investigate lowering the cost, maybe, whether that be... Because again, this is, you know...
Yeah, no.
Or at least getting a little bit of information about the medicine itself and whether they know what's in it.
Yeah, go ahead and just roll a general, because this is like you being a sleuth and doing your charming interrogation. I would just like you to roll a general persuasion check, but I need you to do it with advantage.
Okay. Oh, gosh darn.
That's a natural 20, bitch.
With a natural 20, you end up talking your way into the offices of the healers. Leaving your companion behind, you, like, all the spidey senses are a tingle, and they, like, especially I mentioned, like, how we can make it more affordable. You're in the space, and like, we don't know where it's coming from. It's nobody will talk about it. There's those who try to dig into it. They, and this is almost said in whispers, they go missing. So we've stopped asking.
I mean, it must physically come from somewhere. Somebody delivers it. It doesn't just appear.
The city is the city, and you know, there's so many places that it can come from. Actually, one of our eldest healers really took it upon herself to dig deeper, and we haven't heard from her since. She said she had memory of something similar, and that's the last we heard of her.
Where does she live?
Well, she lived just north of the district, but her home is empty. Nothing's there. A couple of her friends, her protege, and another individual who's worked with her quite a bit on some research they were doing, unrelated, but... they went to check on her when she didn't show up for a few weeks, and her apartment is just an empty space. This was months ago. But we keep seeing more and more cases of these folks coming in, and you can see them look at the door, and those who've had this medicine, as soon as they're off of it, they decline so quickly. It's almost a mercy, though, because those who are just dealing with the poisons, they never are the same again.
Would it be possible to take some to see if I can...
Some of the... We don't have any. We haven't been able to get our hands on it. Every time we ask about what medicines they've had, they describe it. They talk about it, but they say that they've run out or that they can't get it anymore. And they look fearful.
I'll see what I can do, but
I know.
I think for now, do what you can to keep everyone comfortable.
Oh, we do. We will. I mean,
but if more medicine shows up, is there any way that you can perhaps pretend to administer it and not?
They come to us after they've run out, not before. If we could find someone who's currently on this, someone who's actively taking the medicine, we could learn so much more.
I mean, I know someone whose father was on it, but I don't know when the last time he was treated.
If you can convince them, just based on what we've heard and seen and the rumors, be careful.
I think from my understanding, it's got to be the same thing. It's too much of a coincidence. So let me check in and see what I can find out. And I have ways of passing along messages. So I will touch base, but you know, keep doing all you can, and just know that we're working to help as much as we can, okay?
For some reason, I feel comforted by this. I know what you do. You are Comp-Share, and I've just never, there's something really, I can trust you. And I look around the room at the other few individuals who are here, and they all nod in agreement. There's more to you and your people than we give credit.
I appreciate that.
And as you say, I appreciate that, you hear a loud echoing blast. And in the middle of the room where a table had been stands a statuesque individual holding the hand of Serafina and an unconscious Gus in Serafina's arm.
We need medical assistance. Please help them.
And that's where we'll end today's session. And see you all next time. Next time.
So angry.
The last time.
So if you need me, I'll be rolling my backup character.